This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Tuesday morning. It's August 11th, 2026. Today is also the first day of school for Oklahoma City Public Schools, so if you're driving this morning, give yourself a little bit of extra time. There's going to be a lot of kids out there. They're going to be a little bit more excited than they normally are. They might not be making the best decisions when it comes to walking in the street or possibly running out into the street. Give yourself a little bit extra time to get to work this morning if you can, and take it real, real slow, and keep an eye out for those kiddos. They are out there this morning. We've got a whole lot we want to talk about this morning. Convicted sirloin stockade killer Verna Stafford appears before the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board this week. Why she thinks she ought to go free, and what her victims' families have to say about it. An Oklahoma man is going to prison after threatening ICE agents. A middle school principal is under arrest this morning, accused of child sex crimes. An Oklahoma family is seeking justice after they were stabbed at a campground. Why one of the accused attackers might just get a slap on the wrist. Well, the pilot killed in an airplane crash near the Guymon Airport has now been identified. The latest on that investigation. A big rig slams into a house in northwest Oklahoma City. What investigators say about that one? Well, some changes could be in store for the National Firearms Act, and if you're a gun owner, you're not going to like it very much. Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association will be in to talk about it on this 2A Tuesday. Plus, we'll be taking your calls and comments at 405-608-4377, and we got your dad joke of the day. We got a bunch we've got to get to this morning, but first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Verna Stafford, the wife of convicted spree killer Roger Dell Stafford, will appear before the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board later on this week seeking clemency for her role in the 1978 murders of nine people. Stafford, now 73 years old, was sentenced to two life terms after being convicted of second-degree murder for her involvement in the killings of six sirloin stockade employees and a Texas family traveling through Oklahoma. She testified against her husband, who was executed back in 1995. Stafford has spent nearly five decades in prison. She's now seeking parole, but Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton is urging the board to reject her request, saying the crimes were among the most horrific in Oklahoma history and that Stafford should never be released. An Oklahoma man is headed to federal prison for threatening ICE agents on social media. 26-year-old Logan Christopher Murfin of Skiatook was sentenced on Monday to 21 months behind bars after a jury convicted him on five counts of threatening federal law enforcement officers. Prosecutors say Murfin posted that ICE agents should be shot, gunned down, and executed. Murfin apologized in court, saying that he was angry and failed to think before he was posting. His attorney argued that he was simply blowing off some steam and never really intended to carry out those threats. A Kearney school principal has been arrested on allegations of making lewd or indecent proposals to a child. 59-year-old Alan Bellmeyer, the principal of Kearney Elementary School and Middle School, was arrested back on Sunday. The Kearney School District notified parents about the criminal investigation and says Bellmeyer will not be on campus or attend school activities while the case is pending. Bellmeyer previously worked over at Middell School District, where he served as assistant principal at Soldier Creek Parkview Elementary. His district bio says that he also taught in Alabama. An Oklahoma family says they're still seeking justice after four relatives were stabbed at a Tahlequah campground back in June. The family says the attack began after they complained about a neighboring camper's barking dog. Investigators say Dominic Hernandez and Jessica Murguia later confronted the family, and all four victims were stabbed but survived. Hernandez faces four assault charges in state court and could receive up to life in prison. Murguia, however, is being prosecuted in tribal court, where she faces charges involving three victims and a maximum sentence of only 9 years, thanks to the McGirt ruling. The family says the difference in potential punishment is unfair. Oklahoma City police are investigating after a fully skeletonized body was found in a field on Monday night near Southeast 48th and Sooner Road. The remains were discovered around 7:30 p.m. Investigators have not yet identified the person or released any information about their age, gender, or race. Police have also not released the cause or manner of death. The investigation is ongoing, and authorities are working to determine the identity of the person and what happened. Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is now looking into the death of an inmate at the Cleveland County Detention Center. OSBI says the inmate was found dead while in custody, though investigators have not released any details about how that person died. The body has been taken to the medical examiner's office, where autopsy will be conducted to determine the cause and manner of death. Authorities are withholding the inmate's name until family members can be notified. The investigation is ongoing and no additional details have been released. A tractor-trailer crashed into a northwest Oklahoma City home on Monday morning, injuring the driver and causing a gas leak. The Oklahoma City Fire Department says the truck was traveling westbound on Northwest Expressway when it crossed the road, went through four different backyards, then slammed into a home near Northwest 70th and Libby Avenue. Three people were inside the home, but they were not hurt. The truck damaged a gas meter, prompting an evacuation of nearby homes. The driver suffered minor injuries and is in stable condition this morning. The pilot killed in a plane crash near the Guymon Airport has now been identified as 45-year-old Randy Willard of South Carolina. The crash happened on Sunday evening just south of the airport, sparking a grass fire that forced several nearby residents to evacuate. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is investigating. Authorities have not released any additional details about what caused that crash. Well, Duncan police are asking for the public's help after a veterinary clinic was burglarized and three dogs were stolen. Investigators say the break-in happened overnight between July 30th and 31st at Minson's Veterinary Hospital on West Main. Police say the thieves took several items, including vaccines, a computer used for dental x-rays, three small dogs, and two pet cremations. Authorities are asking anyone who may have information about the burglary or the stolen animals to contact the Duncan Police Department. A bicyclist was injured after being hit by a car on Monday afternoon in Oklahoma City. Police say the crash happened about 3:45 in the afternoon near South Walker Avenue and Southwest 14th Street. The cyclist was hurt, but authorities are not releasing any information about the severity of those injuries. The driver involved in the crash left the scene before officers arrived. Police are investigating the incident and are asking anyone who may have witnessed the crash or has any information about the vehicle or driver to contact authorities. Well, it's 80 degrees under sunny skies at 7:13. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City leaders broke ground on Monday on a $12 million mental health crisis center designed to provide immediate care and reduce pressure on emergency rooms, jails, and first responders. Funded primarily through MAPS 4, the 27,000-square-foot facility will have 32 beds for people experiencing a mental health crisis, along with emergency assessments, stabilization, and connections to ongoing care. A dedicated entrance will allow police, firefighters, and other first responders to bring people directly into the center. The facility will be operated by the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services and is expected to open up in just about 2 years. Well, Paul's Valley is sending students back to school with a splash. The city held its first back-to-school water parade on Tuesday with thousands of water balloons, fire trucks, police cruisers, and families filling downtown during triple-digit heat. The event was designed to give students a fun and positive start to a difficult school year that included a shooting at Paul's Valley High School back in April. School leaders say they wanted students to return surrounded by laughter and community support. Organizers hope the water parade becomes a new tradition, showing students just how much Paul's Valley is behind them. Oklahoma now has more than 400 cases of cyclospora, and the outbreak is changing the way that some people shop for produce. Local farmers and stores say demand for Oklahoma-grown lettuce has surged as shoppers look for alternatives to larger food supply chains. One Oklahoma City store says the lettuce is now its best-selling item, ordering about 120 heads this week compared to its usual one or two dozen. The Oklahoma City Food Hub says more customers are asking where their food comes from and looking for locally sourced options. Local growers say supporting Oklahoma farmers year-round can help to provide an alternative when outbreaks disrupt the food supply chain. A homeless encampment in Norman cleared up just a few months ago under Governor Kevin Stitt's Operation Safe initiative is back fully running. People living there say they returned within just a few weeks because they really had no place else to go. Neighbors say they've watched the same cycle repeat for years. Encampments are cleared, people are moved someplace else, and then eventually return. Stitt's office says lasting progress requires local leaders to address public safety and connect people with housing, treatment, and other resources. But residents say without permanent housing and employment opportunities, the cycle of clearing and returning is bound to continue. UConn Public Schools will head back to class on Wednesday with teachers preparing for both the first day of school and late summer heat wave. A new state law requires an additional 20 minutes of recess for students from pre-K through fifth grade. UConn schools plan to schedule most of that extra recess in the morning when temperatures are cooler. But if the heat index reaches 95 degrees or higher, recess will move indoors. School officials say teachers are prepared with creative activities to keep students active while protecting them from the extreme heat. Oklahoma ranks 39th now on CNBC's latest Top States for Business list, dropping two spots from last year. The rankings consider 10 categories, including education, workforce, infrastructure, the economy, and quality of life. Oklahoma's strongest grade was an A-plus for the cost of doing business, while infrastructure earned a C-plus, but the state received Ds for the economy and education and a D-minus for workforce and quality of life. State Chamber President Chan Warmington says Oklahoma's low business costs are a strength, but education and workforce issues continue to hold the state back. Heyday Entertainment in Norman will be closing up later on this month to make way for construction of a new turnpike interchange. The entertainment center's last day of public operations will be on Friday, August 28th. The facility, which features bowling, an arcade, laser tag, and mini golf, is being sold to the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority as part of the $8.2 billion Access Oklahoma expansion. The future Toby Keith Expressway will connect I-40, I-35, and I-44. Heyday owner Trey Bates says the company could consider rebuilding nearby once construction is complete. Gift cards and arcade credits are still being honored at Heyday's other locations. Well, the National Weather Service is warning of elevated fire dangers across parts of northwest Oklahoma this week. The greatest risk is right around Woodward and surrounding areas where dry conditions and weather could allow fires to spread quickly. Forecasters say the threat could return on Wednesday and Thursday, although there is more uncertainty in that forecast. Officials are urging residents to use caution to avoid activities that could accidentally spark a wildfire as the fire danger remains elevated. Well, like we talked about, an Oklahoma man is heading to federal prison for threatening ICE agents on social media. 26-year-old Logan Murfin of Skyacook was sentenced to 21 months after prosecutors say he posted that ICE agents should be shot and executed. Murfin apologized in court, saying that he was angry and didn't really think before posting. There's really no question this guy's a scumbag, okay? He's clearly a piece of dirt. But I want to get your thoughts on this. Does this deserve almost 2 years in federal prison? Where do you draw the line between political speech and a criminal threat? If someone says online that government agents should be killed, should that be protected speech? Or should that be prosecuted as a threat, even when, in this case, clearly the guy really wasn't a threat? He's just kind of a sleazebag spouting off at the mouth. Does it matter this guy never intended to actually carry out the threat? Should he be jailed for 2 years because of that? We're taking your calls on this one. This is a tough one because, obviously, we want to protect our ICE agents, and nobody likes hearing dirtbags like this saying stuff like that. But again, you do have a First Amendment right to political speech. And while I may not agree with your speech, like the old saying goes, I'll fight to your death, fight to the death, your right to have that free speech. So let's take your calls on that one. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's 80 degrees and sunny at 719. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit ServicePROOKC.com. Got some construction issues? Watch out, bridge work May and Northwest Expressway eastbound, I-44 and Klassen. Oklahoma City Public Schools in session today, so watch those school zones. Buckle up and drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Colossians 3:23. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. There's some pretty good specials going on right now, such as if you buy any new 6-Hour pistol, 6-Hour will send you a free Foxtrot EDC flashlight. If you buy a Heckler & Koch VP9A1K compact, HK will give you 250 credit to their website, and I'm going to give you a $50 HK gift card. That's $300 worth of free stuff. Can't beat that with a stick. We've also got the popular G-Force Jawbone 9mm in stock. And come check out the world's finest 1911s by Nighthawk Custom and the world's finest revolver by Kort. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public from 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. CopsGunShop.net is open 24/7 with a huge selection of products that you didn't even know you needed. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the communist influence goes away and the world is always a better place with a gun in your hand.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer at a beverage manufacturing plant, he starts his day knowing every line is ready to run. Because Grainger delivers the industrial-grade products he needs to keep mixers, conveyors, and packaging equipment moving. With Grainger's vast selection of bearings, belts, and motors, he keeps operations running smoothly, so nothing grinds to a halt. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive knows you've got plenty of things to worry about.
What time does the kids' practice end? How long has that check engine light been on? Are takeout containers microwave safe?
So the last thing you should have to worry about is what to do if something unexpected happens on the road. That's why if you're ever in a major accident, Progressive's accident response can detect it and send help. It's just one less thing to worry about.
How long does chicken last in the fridge?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Limited availability in California. Drivers responsible for emergency and towing charges not covered by the policy.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good morning and welcome back. Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. Just a reminder, today is the first day of school for Oklahoma City Public Schools, the largest district in the area. If you're driving to work this morning, give yourself a little bit of extra time and make sure that you're extra alert. A lot of these kids are very excited right now. They're seeing friends they haven't seen in a very long time. They're going back to school. They're all kinds of psyched. As a result of that, they may not be making the best decisions when it comes to walking in the road or jumping into the road or doing stuff that kids kind of do as kids. So take it just a little bit slower. Make sure that you're extra alert this morning. Stay off your phone. Stay on your radio. And make sure that you're watching out for these kiddos as they're going to school. And it's going to be a hot one today, too. Mostly sunny, high of 101 degrees today. Tonight, we'll see breezy conditions, clear. It's going to be actually kind of a nice night with a low of 76 degrees. On Wednesday, look for sunshine, breezy, high of 102. Then on Thursday, it's going to be much hotter, sunny, high of 101 degrees. Right now, it's 80 degrees and sunny at 724. So an Oklahoma man is headed to federal prison for threatening ICE agents on social media. 26-year-old Logan Murfin of Skiatook was sentenced to 21 months after posting that ICE agents should be shot and executed. He apologized in court. Big deal. He said that he was angry, made a mistake, failed to think before he was posting. Again, big deal. His attorney says he never intended to carry out the threats. What are your thoughts on this? Is this an excessive amount of time, 2 years behind bars? Or does this guy get exactly what he deserves? I mean, at what point does political rhetoric become a criminal threat? And should you be sent to prison for something that you posted online but never really intended to act on? 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of the conversation this morning. 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of the show. Steve is in Lexington right now to talk about the ICE threat. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Just to make it clear, I'm not in Lexington. I'm around Lexington.
Okay, close enough.
Okay. hate or violence is never appropriate.
Agreed.
And he got what he deserved. The problem with free speech is our free speech ends where the Democrat leftist safe space begins. And what about they're pushing all these red flag laws? Well, this guy's threatening to kill somebody,
yeah,
or harm someone even, and just walks around all day like nothing happened.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And the thing
is,
though, we're seeing it from these left wackos all the time. And that's why I'm kind of surprised that this guy got so much time, because when we're seeing like these protests in front of the ICE detention centers, there are people
right.
who are holding up signs saying, die, ICE agents, and, you know, you should kill yourselves, and just all kinds of stuff like that. And they're doing that without any type of punishment. So what makes this different?
Nothing at all, except the left supports the left and condemns the right.
Yeah, 100%. Let me ask you this. Let me put the shoe on the other foot then. So we know now that Joe Biden, who is equally a scumbag, is dying of cancer, which is remarkable, by the way, that the best doctors in the entire country didn't notice during the election that this guy had cancer that was going to kill him in a few months. But I'm seeing online now a lot of people who are more right-leaning saying he deserves what he gets. I hope he dies a painful, cancerous death. Should that face the same type of punishment as what this guy is facing for saying that ICE agents should be killed?
I'd say no.
What? What's
the
difference?
That's their personal feeling. They're not going to pick up a weapon and go hurt him. It's an existing condition that he got that, by the way, Dr. Fauci didn't even save him from. So
you're right. The best doctor in the world, Dr. Fauci, America's doctor.
That's it. And I'm a Christian, but mm-hmm. I also think karma plays into things, and God gives justice as well as mercy. So,
no, I agree 100%. And sometimes, as a Christian, it's difficult to be Christ-like when stuff like this happens. And you know, we're only human, but it's difficult to be Christ-like when you see stuff like this.
Well, that's what all the liberals say, but remember, he turned over the tables. He didn't always turn the other cheek. So
that valid point.
He knew when it was time to kick butt. So, and he did it.
Valid point. Steve, thanks so much. I appreciate your calling in, man. Call in anytime. And if you want to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you, 405-608-4377. So this is a case where free speech has limits. The central issue isn't necessarily whether Murfin was allowed to criticize ICE. He's got every right to do that. It's whether specific statements cross the legal line into criminal threats. So intent here matters, too, but intent isn't necessarily everything. So Murfin says he never really intended to hurt anyone. Prosecutors argue, though, the language itself is serious enough to constitute legal threats. And whether or not it is, it's also very incendiary. So when you've got people who are talking like that, oftentimes it inspires other people to act on things like that. Walter is joining us now from Oklahoma City. Good morning, Walter. How are you, brother?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What do you think?
Honestly, it says in this federal statutes, federal laws, that it's against penal colonies for them to do credible threats on, no matter if it's social media or anything else, that it goes against our First Amendment rights for free speech. So it is under their code. If they consider the threat of any federal agents, they can go after them legally.
Yeah. I mean, free speech
is
totally free.
Not only do that, but also the President of the United States. I've seen on TikTok a lot. I'm a video contenter on there when I'm home. And I go through FYPs all the time, and I've seen people, and I can name names.
Yes, sir.
Jolly Ginger, people like that.
My apologies. I got to cut you off. I'm against a hard break here. Thanks for calling in, though. I appreciate you. Stick around.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. There's a full slate of primary elections today. Voters head to the polls in Alabama, Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, Wisconsin, and South Carolina. President Trump says Iran should pay damages for the harm the regime has inflicted on the world for the past 50 years. Trump was asked about Iran's latest demands Monday as negotiations play out with the U.S.
They asked for money for the damage that we've done. I said, that's a good idea. Well, we're going to ask for money for the damage they've done over a 50-year period.
The accused killer of a healthcare company CEO, Luigi Mangione, makes an appearance in a New York courtroom today. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani doubled down on calls for President Trump to extend temporary protected status for Haitian and Syrian immigrants after a Supreme Court ruling ended that program. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. I once represented a client whose case had been turned down before she ever called us. On paper, it looked difficult. The insurance company said she waited too long to get treatment. They said the damage to the car was not bad enough. They said her pain could not have come from that crash, but something didn't sit right. So we kept digging. We found the medical records that explained the delay. We found photos that told a completely different story about the impact. And we found a witness who remembered exactly what the other driver did, which was be on her phone. That case changed because someone took the time to look closer. At McIntyre Law, we know the first answer is not always the right answer. If you've been injured and feel like no one is listening, call us.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Police in Tulsa are searching for a 16-year-old suspect accused of shooting four teenagers. All four are expected to survive, but investigators believe the confrontation began after one of the victims recorded the suspect allegedly breaking into a home and stealing property. Authorities say the suspect opened fire after being confronted and remains armed and dangerous. A proposed increase in health insurance costs is drawing concern from Oklahoma educators and state lawmakers. The Employees Group Insurance Division recently approved an increase of about 18% for health choice plans used by many teachers, state employees, and retirees. Educators say the higher premiums could offset much of the recent pay raises approved by lawmakers. The increase still must receive additional approvals before taking effect. Tenants at OKC's Class and Luxury Apartments say they're still dealing with major maintenance issues. The property is now under court-appointed receiver David Rhodes, who took over in June after legal disputes involving former owner Vesta Realty. Rhodes says repairs are underway, including plans to replace all four elevators that are currently out of working order. Tenants say they hope conditions improve, but many are frustrated with how long problems have lasted. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 and Edmund comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health 65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
JD IT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit jditso.com. JD IT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 101. Tonight, expect breezy conditions early on, turning clear and warm with a low of 76. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot weather with a high of 102. On Thursday, anticipate windy and hot weather with plenty of sunshine and a high of 101. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics, and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning and welcome back on this Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. Again, just a reminder, today is the first day of school for Oklahoma Public Schools, so we're going to be seeing a lot more kids walking or biking or scootering to school this morning. So please make sure you give yourself a little bit of extra time going to work. Take it a little bit slower. Sometimes these kids, because they're so excited, they're not making the best decisions when it comes to crossing streets in places they shouldn't be crossing streets, or walking in the street, or walking in between cars. So keep an eye out for them. Make sure you're extra alert this morning. We want to make sure this is a very safe first day of school for everybody. It's 80 degrees outside right now and sunny at 7:36. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, I was talking with a friend of mine, tried to warn him about the dangers of playing Russian roulette.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it just kind of went in one ear and out the other.
Get it.
Let's check out those Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Well, Verna Stafford, the wife of convicted spree killer Roger Dale Stafford, is appearing before the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board later on this week, seeking clemency for her role in the 1978 murders of nine people. Stafford, who's now 73 years old, received two life sentences for her involvement in the killings of six Sirloin Stockade employees and a Texas family. She testified against her husband, who was executed back in 1995. After nearly five decades behind bars, she's now seeking parole, but Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton is urging the board to reject that request, saying the crimes were among Oklahoma's most horrific. An Oklahoma man is heading to federal prison for threatening ICE agents on social media. 26-year-old Logan Christopher Murfin of Skyacook was sentenced on Monday to 21 months after a jury convicted him of threatening federal law enforcement officers. Prosecutors say Murfin boasted that ICE agents should be shot, gunned down, and executed. Murfin apologized in court, saying that he was angry and failed to think before posting. His attorney argued that he was simply blowing off steam and never really intended to carry out the threats. Murfin is expected to appeal on free speech grounds. Well, Kearney School principal is under arrest this morning, accused of making lewd or indecent proposals to a child. 59-year-old Alan Bellmeyer, principal over at Kearney Elementary and Middle Schools, was arrested on Sunday. The school district notified parents about the criminal investigation and says Bellmeyer will not be on campus or attend any school activities while the case is pending. Bellmeyer previously worked for Middell School District, where he served as assistant principal at Soldier Creek Parkview Elementary. The allegations remain under investigation. An Oklahoma family says they're still seeking justice after four relatives were stabbed at a Tahlequah campground back in June. The family says the confrontation began after they complained about a neighboring camper's barking dog. Investigators say Dominic Hernandez and Jessica Merguia later confronted the family, and all four victims were stabbed but survived. Hernandez faces four assault charges in state court and could receive up to life in prison, but Merguia is being prosecuted in tribal court and faces charges involving three victims with a maximum sentence of only 9 years under the McGirt ruling. The family says that difference is unfair. The pilot killed in a plane crash near Guymon Airport has been identified as 45-year-old Randy Willard of South Carolina. The crash happened on Sunday evening just south of the airport, sparking a grass fire that forced nearby residents to evacuate. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is investigating the crash, but the cause has not yet been released. A GoFundMe has also been established to pay for Willard's son's future aviation education. Authorities have not released additional details about what led to the deadly crash. A tractor-trailer crashed into a northwest Oklahoma City home on Monday morning, injuring the driver and causing a gas leak. Firefighters say the truck crossed Northwest Expressway, went through four backyards, and slammed into a house near Northwest 70th and Libby Avenue. Three people were inside the home, but they were not injured. The truck also damaged a gas meter, forcing nearby residents to evacuate. Oklahoma Natural Gas crews worked to stop the leak before the truck could be removed and the home stabilized. The driver suffered minor injuries and is in stable condition. Oklahoma City police are investigating after a fully skeletonized body was found in a field on Monday night near Southeast 48th and Sooner Road. The remains were discovered around 7:30. Investigators have not identified the person, have not released any information about their age, gender, or race. Police also have not determined or released a cause or manner of death. Authorities are now working to identify the remains and determine just what happened. The investigation is ongoing, and there are no additional details at this time. Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is looking into the death of an inmate in Cleveland County Detention Center. OSBI says the inmate died while in custody, but investigators have not released details about how the person died. The body has been taken to the medical examiner's office for an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of death. Authorities are withholding the inmate's name until next of kin can be notified. OSBI says the investigation remains ongoing and no additional information has been released. Well, Duncan police are asking for the public's help after a veterinary clinic was burglarized and three dogs were stolen. Investigators say the break-in happened overnight on July 30th into July 31st at Minson's Veterinary Hospital on West Main. Police say the thieves took several items, including vaccines, a computer used for dental x-rays, and three small dogs and two pet cremations. Authorities are asking anyone who knows anything about the burglary or the whereabouts of the stolen animals to contact the Duncan Police Department. An Oklahoma City bicyclist was injured on Monday afternoon after being hit by a car. Police say the crash happened around 3:45 near South Walker Avenue and Southwest 14th Street. A cyclist was taken for medical treatment, but authorities have not released any information about the severity of the injuries. The driver involved in the crash left the scene before officers arrived. Police are investigating the hit and run and are asking anyone who witnessed the crash or has information about the vehicle or the driver to contact authorities. 80 degrees under sunny skies at 7:42. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, Oklahoma City leaders broke ground on Monday on a new $12 million mental health crisis center designed to provide immediate care and take pressure off emergency rooms, jails, and first responders. Funded primarily through MAPS 4, the 27,000-square-foot facility will have 32 beds for people experiencing a mental health crisis. It'll provide emergency assessments, stabilization, and connections to ongoing care. A dedicated entrance will allow first responders to bring people directly into the center. The facility will be operated by the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services and is expected to open up in about 2 years. Well, Paul's Valley is sending students back to school with a splash. The city held its first back-to-school water parade on Tuesday with thousands of water balloons, fire trucks, police cruisers, and families filling downtown during triple-digit heat. The event was designed to give students a fun, positive start to a difficult year that included a shooting at Paul's Valley High School back in April. School leaders say they wanted students to return surrounded by laughter and community support. Organizers hope the water parade becomes a new tradition and a way to show students that the entire community stands behind them. Oklahoma now has more than 400 reported cases of cyclospora, and the outbreak is changing the way that some people shop for produce. Local farmers and stores say demand for Oklahoma-grown lettuce has surged as shoppers look for alternatives to the larger food supply chain. One Oklahoma City store says lettuce is now the best-selling item, ordering about 120 heads this week compared with its usual about one or two dozen. The OKC Food Hub says more customers are asking where their food comes from and looking for locally sourced options. Local growers say that supporting Oklahoma farmers can provide another option when outbreaks disrupt the food supply chain. Yukon Public Schools heading back to school on Wednesday with teachers preparing for the first day of school and a late summer heat wave. A new law requires additional 20 minutes of recess for students from pre-K through fifth grade. Yukon schools plan to schedule most of the extra recess in the morning when temperatures are a little bit cooler, but if the heat index reaches 95 degrees or higher, recess will move indoors. School officials say that teachers are prepared with creative activities to keep students active while protecting children from the extreme heat. Oklahoma ranks 39th now in CNBC's latest Top States for Business list, dropping two spots from last year. The rankings consider 10 categories, including education, workforce, infrastructure, the economy, and quality of life. Oklahoma's strongest grade was an A-plus for the cost of doing business, while infrastructure earned a C-plus, but the state received D's for the economy and education and a D-minus for workforce and quality of life. State Chamber President Chad Warmington says the Oklahoma's low business costs are a big strength, but education and workforce problems continue to hold the state back. A whole bunch of changes going on right now regarding the National Firearms Act. A federal judge has ruled that some national firearms restrictions can no longer be enforced after Congress eliminated the tax that helped to justify them. The 1934 law required $200 tax on certain firearms, including short-barreled rifles, shotguns, and silencers, but Congress eliminated that tax last year. The judge says without the tax, the federal government can no longer rely on its taxing power to enforce registration and record-keeping requirements for those weapons. Well, that's the good news if you're a firearms owner, but there's some bad news, too. We'll talk about that on this 2A Tuesday coming up right after the break. It's 80 degrees and sunny at 7:46. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Got some construction issues? Watch out, bridge work May and Northwest Expressway eastbound, I-44 and Klassen. Oklahoma City Public Schools in session today, so watch those school zones. Buckle up and drive careful. That's Freedom Traffic.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
JD IT Solutions LLC will help your business grow. From cybersecurity and cloud solutions to modern infrastructure, data protection, and responsive IT support, they help businesses build technology you can depend on. Whether you're planning for growth, improving security, or replacing outdated systems, their experienced team delivers reliable solutions designed to keep your business moving forward. Visit jditso.com. JD IT Solutions LLC. Enterprise technology, local expertise, real results.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Colossians 3:23. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. There's some pretty good specials going on right now, such as if you buy any new 6-Hour pistol, 6-Hour will send you a free Foxtrot EDC flashlight. If you buy a Heckler & Koch VP9A1K compact, HK will give you 250 credit to their website, and I'm going to give you a $50 HK gift card. That's $300 worth of free stuff. Can't beat that with a stick. We've also got the popular G-Force Jawbone 9mm in stock. And come check out the world's finest 1911s by Nighthawk Custom and the world's finest revolver by Korth. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public from 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. CopsGunShop.net is open 24/7 with a huge selection of products that you didn't even know you needed. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the communist influence goes away and the world is always a better place with a gun in your hand.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Good morning. Welcome back. It's Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. First day of school for Oklahoma City Public Schools. So if you're driving to work this morning, give yourself a little bit of extra time. There's going to be kids out there. They're going to be walking in the street. They're going to be crossing the streets, not always at crosswalks. Give them a little bit of extra grace. We don't want to have any bad incidents this morning. Quick check on the weather for today. It's going to be mostly sunny and hot, high of 101 degrees. Tonight, breezy and clear, low of 76. On Wednesday, look for sunshine, breezy, high of 102. Then on Thursday, it's going to be pretty hot, sunshiny, high of 101 degrees. It's 81 degrees right now and sunny at 7:50.
I have a constitutional right to bear arms.
Look, I got my rights.
I know my rights.
This is 2A Tuesday. Defending your Second Amendment right. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on the new Freedom 96.9.
When Congress eliminated the taxes in the 1934 National Firearms Act, they also removed some restrictions, but there are some people working on putting some of those restrictions back in place again. Restrictions regarding short-barreled rifles, suppressors, for example. Don Spencer is with OK2A, the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. Morning, Don.
I'm not working to put restrictions back on guns.
No, sir, you are not. Hey,
let's back that intro up.
Saw you over at a cop's gun shop the other day. They were doing a remote with our sister station, The Wolf. And when I went there, I promised my wife, I said, I'm not going to spend any money. And then got to talking with Austin, and to Austin's credit, there's no pressure there. And he says, yeah, we don't pressure anybody here. Austin, with due respect, you do pressure people when you go in because you got really good products at really good prices. That's pressure enough. Long story short, wound up buying a suppressor for one of the ARs.
I saw that, and I witnessed that, and the things speak for themselves. Yes, you walk in that shop, and if they know more than what's intact in that store, it's
right.
An incredible place to go to. I highly recommend it.
They don't have to hard sell you anything. As soon as you walk in there, your wallet automatically comes out. It's the strangest. Scientists are baffled.
The guns are just talking to you. The suppressors are just talking to you.
100%.
It's expensive. It's expensive.
So speaking of suppressors,
we're
talking National Firearms Act. There's a report that just came out. Kind of take us back a little bit. Tell us about what happened with Congress and the National Firearms Act, what changes were made, and a judge's recent ruling that because of those changes, because the taxes were removed, the government can no longer be monitoring and keeping an eye on when you're buying things like short-barreled rifles and suppressors.
Let's be clear. Yeah, this is about short-barrel rifles and shotguns and suppressors. So where we're at this moment, and this has been changing, till tomorrow on Wednesday, and I'm going to say midnight, it's whenever it ends for tomorrow, that if there's not an effort filed back from the Department of Justice or the DOJ, we do not want them to repeal the NFA ruling that just took place in our favor. This is very important. So you guys get your pencils out. Also, you can go to our Facebook page at OK2A, and we'll have it up at OK2A.org, this information. But it's you can call the White House at 202-456-1111, and also the DOJ comment line at 202-353-1555. And tell them again, do not appeal the NFA ruling. We are so close to getting so much of our rights back that should have never been taken away unconstitutionally in 1934.
There's an article that came out just a little bit ago talking about somebody within the Trump administration that's working towards getting some of these rights taken away. Tell me about that.
I don't know about being taken away. They're trying to make sure that they stay taken away. They're already been taken from us.
Sure.
We just want them back. And so this is what's good. We listen, pay very close attention to Jared Yanis and Guns and Gadgets. He's got close to 1 million followers, and he's also the ear of GOA and works with these Second Amendment Foundation, these groups that have been fighting this closely. And he has the inside source that, and you can't go in a surprise. It's a bureaucrat that's screwing everything up. So that's what he's making the claim here, and I believe him. And we will see today what follows and tomorrow what follows, whether the DOJ just lets this thing go on the way it should, but like I say, not appealing the ruling, and then things will fall into place very quickly. But this should have never been taxed. It's unconstitutional to begin with, and we'll finally see it repaired.
So who is potentially appealing this ruling?
In the DOJ, I don't know. Well, actually, he did say a name. I forget the guy's name. That's in the bureaucrat that's doing this. But you know, there's probably more bureaucrats just like it, that we can't let people have guns that have a shorter barrel than others. It's just stupid. Nowhere in the Second Amendment does it say that you can your rights shall not be infringed unless the barrel is too short.
Right.
It doesn't exist. So it's stupid. It has been stupid. And I hate the thought of all those people who've been prosecuted for peacefully having in possession one of these firearms or a suppressor, and then went and spent 10 years in jail for it.
Well, I also hate the thought of every one of us who have paid that tax in the past, and it turns out that was not a constitutional tax. I want my money back.
Yeah, well, at this point, I'll walk away clean from it. Well, I would agree with you 100%.
Call me blue, because I'm going to hold my breath waiting for that to happen, right?
And to clarify, this still has nothing to do with with machine guns. It's just the short barrels and also suppressors.
Right. And this law came out back in 1934. This was the heyday of the gangsters. See? Come and get me, coppa. See? But this was the heyday of the gangsters, and there was concern that if you had a short barrel type rifle or short barrel type shotgun, you'd be able to it'd be easier to conceal it.
That's interesting, because the culture in this state and country that a man that carried a concealed weapon was considered to be the swamp, the scum. But now it's completely inverted. You're almost encouraged totally to carry concealed and mm-hmm. not open. And that's how our culture has absolutely wakened up to this, that your right needs to be able to be exercised visually or not visually, as far as that goes.
So there's been so much movement with this in such a short amount of time. Honestly, it's hard for those of us who even do this for a living to try to keep track of it. So where does it stand right now if I want to get a suppressor, if I want to have a short-barreled rifle or short-barreled shotgun?
Well, that's what's interesting. Today, you still have to go through all the regular restrictions and fill out the registration. But next week, that could completely change to where you just order a suppressor from Amazon and it shows up on your porch. That's how this could change. Now, I don't think Amazon's going to be selling any suppressors.
Probably not.
There you go.
So do you expect there might be an injunction, though, that's put into place today to prevent that from happening?
I think that someone is working on that, but it's really in the hands of the DOJ at the moment. So we will see. And I realistically, this will probably end up in the Supreme Court and get fixed a year from now.
Yeah.
That's probably realistically what will happen.
That's where I've got another beef, too, because you've got the DOJ, who is now in control of this. These are unelected people. It's clearly in violation of the Second Amendment. These are people who aren't held accountable. We don't know their names. We don't know anything about them, but they're the ones who are able to restrict or give us the freedoms that God has given us.
Correct. And it goes back to, and if you don't mind me switching, free speech. Just because a guy says he wants to harm someone is not enough. That liberty has to be protected. And as a person who has been threatened and given the phone number and the address and the name to law enforcement, and they did absolutely nothing, it's hard for me to get excited about when someone mouths off against some type of an agency.
Don Spencer, just briefly tell me one more time, if I want to make some phone calls, if I want to apply some pressure today, where do I go? How do I find that information?
You call the White House at 202-456-1111 or the DOJ at 202-353-1555 and tell them, do not appeal the NFA ruling.
And I can also hit your website, right?
Yes.
All right. Don Spencer, thanks for joining us. And thank you for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.